All right, very happy now to be talking with Karen Tyler, who is the Eastern Essex District Department of Veterans Services Director. And Karen, welcome to MSO.
Thank you.
We are obviously focusing this time around on Memorial Day activities, and we've talked with a number of veteran services agents in the area, but you cover quite a large swath of northeastern Massachusetts here on the North Shore. Tell us a little bit about the communities that you serve.
Sure. So Eastern Essex District is comprised of six towns. We cover Essex, Ipswich, Rowley, Georgetown, Newbury, and West Newbury. Our office is located in Ipswich, but I do office hours in each of the towns to make it more convenient for any veterans that so that I can see them for any services. But Massachusetts, it's state law that every city and town has a veteran service officer, which is very unique. The rest of the country is not like Massachusetts in that respect. And with the towns are smaller, they can group together to create a district.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have here, is the smaller towns all got together so that way there would be a full-time veteran service officer available to the veterans within their towns.
It sounds very, very busy. And I want to ask you, you know, a lot of veterans who are older know about veteran services, and they'll check in every now and then. Do the younger veterans, when they get out, are they apprised of the fact that, particularly here in Massachusetts, there is such an organization that's available to them?
Yes, so that's something that we've really been trying to push, that when service members are getting out, that they link up with their veteran service officer. So any opportunity we have to spread the word and get that information out is vitally important. So that way, you know, at least they know that we're here, we're a resource, there's, you know, a lot of information that we have, and, you know, we can point them in the right directions. One of the things when service members do get out is the Massachusetts welcome home bonus. And so that's a way to kind of get people engaged a little bit. They're like, oh, at least, you know, there's a bonus which is given from, that's issued from the state.
Well, I know it's a different time now than when I was a younger man and my dad got out of the service, came back from Vietnam, and it was hate the war and hate the warrior. And that's certainly changed now, thank goodness, to organizations and people such as yourself, and also, you know, the parties that the barbecues that the former President Bush holds down in Texas. It's an awareness that that I think people need to have in terms of knowing, you know, about civics in this country, I guess, and about you know, people who do serve and do give for others. Karen, I want to ask you a story. We talked in our pregame warm up here about my being in the service the same time my dad was, and you gave me a remarkable story. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the global war on terror has been going on for so long that there are generations that are serving in the same war. I have a few friends whose children are serving now in the global war on terror and going to the same places that they were at when they served. So that just kind of makes it really, apparent that, you know, this war has been going on for a long time if you have children and parents fighting in the same places.
Yeah, that's kind of sad when I think about it. Jeepers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lordy. Well, let's talk about what Memorial Day weekend means to you, and then maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the activities going on in the area in your district, because I know certainly flags are an important part of that.
That's correct. So I'm an Army veteran myself, and so this obviously is a very meaningful weekend for myself, the veteran community, but also want to get, you know, the community involved. I think that it's important that people remember it's not just about barbecues, you know, that certainly is something that, you know, families do want to get together. But first, you know, we want to make sure that they remember the service and sacrifice of those who have served. There used to be a lot more engagement with parades and, you know, different activities So I think that any opportunity we can to promote this and to get people to recognize, you know, what mm-hmm. today really means, it's very important. I think that the kids in school also need to recognize what Memorial Day is. A lot of times people might confuse it with Veterans Day, where Veterans Day is a celebration of those who have served. Memorial Day is honoring those who have sacrificed.
And I think that that civics lesson is so important, and I think some of it has been lost. One of the things that always moved me during any ceremony, really, of any kind of a remembrance, is the echo taps. And it just when you hear that and you look out and see, you understand that those were people. And you know, if it weren't for them, Karen, when I taught high school, kids would, they didn't like to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance, okay, every morning. And what I would do is I would tell them that all the pledges, it's a thank you to those who have gone before us to make our lives so comfortable. And you know what? They would stand up because it's just a small lesson in their understanding what we're doing. To just do the pledge without having any background, they didn't get it. But kids are not stupid. So I think your lesson is well taken here on trying to get this message back out there. In terms of that, what are some of the activities that are going on in your district this weekend?
Okay, so a lot of the flag placement has already, you know, the flags have all been set out and replaced for each of the veteran graves. So some of the towns that are having small ceremonies, of course, with everything that's going on with the pandemic and stuff, the rules have kept changing mm-hmm. and a lot of times they, and so it seems like they've changed quicker than we've been able to, you know, pivot to reach that. So some of it hasn't been advertised as much because we didn't want to draw in large crowds. Mm-hmm. But there is going to be in Ipswich, they're meeting at the cemetery at 11 o'clock. In Wenham, they're meeting at the War Memorial, the Veterans Memorial, at 11 o'clock. In Georgetown, they're going to start in Harmony Cemetery at 8 a.m. And in Rowley, they're meeting at the Town Common at 11:30.
And everybody needs to get out their oilskins and their sou'westers, that's for sure. But we will do that. You know, final question I have, Karen, if I may. How do you get the flags, and then who plants them?
So in each town, it's different. You know, in some towns, they Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, they place them. So every town, you know, they have, like, a graves officer or, you know, just a civic leader in their town that, you know, whether it's a Veterans Council or a VFW, American Legion. And so what they do is they order the flags and get them delivered, and then they, each town does their own, activity of, mm-hmm. you know, planting the flags. And then, that's when, people will get together and, replace all the flags.
All right. And any final comment about, your district?
No, I just want people to know that we exist, in that if you go to any town or city website, there is a department, Veteran Services, and so you can click on that and you can get the contact information and also get some information on benefits, regarding Veteran Services. So I want to say that for my district, and also if there's anybody out there that's in a different, you know, city or town, that there is a veteran service officer for you, and that's the easiest way of finding out who that person is and what services they offer. So I really, no matter what era you're from, you know, even if you don't think that you might need the services right now, contact your veteran service officer, let them know that you're there, and have that conversation.
That is Karen Tyler, the Eastern Essex District Department of Veteran Services Director. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.